SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Ryan, Devin's coming off of a great performance against Regis Prograis. Do you think he has the power to hurt you, or do you expect, you know, Ryan is just another opponent?
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Rocking with you here on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy hour ahead. We have to get through all these game ones in the NBA for the weekend, all the game ones in the hockey. I got some NFL draft smoke.
Oh.
For Joe as well. So there's all of that that's going on right now, that's for sure. Mike Carver, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, like, go for the two, Joe Lisi.
All right, it, Joe. Carver. That's it. Big fight week.
Big fight week, yeah. You got this big, this dopey fight on Saturday night that, I mean, you're excited about it, so that's a good thing.
Gassed up. You excited. Say, Lisi's gassed up. First time I've seen Lisi gassed up outside the football.
Outside the football, this is definitely the, of course, that's exactly it, Joe. Sorry, that got distracted over here with something. I mean, honestly, we got all these things going on. This will lead you good into draft week, Joe, by having this fight on Saturday night. It's going to get you all gassed up right in there. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, and really bad boxing matchups, and that is go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
What's up, Carver?
All right. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, you know, I'm gassed up. I'm gassed up
you
for
are.
Fight week.
You are. Yeah. Fight week in more aspects than one, apparently. So let's start with this, Joe. We got all these game ones and these series that are starting this weekend. So it's really also our last chance not only to see who we like for these game ones, but if there's anything we want to splash in terms of a series bet for any of this stuff. So let's do the NBA first, and then we'll do some of the hockey right after that. Magic and Cavs are going to play game one Saturday afternoon. Cavs minus 4.5, 207.5 is the total.
I like the over.
Do you?
Yeah. And I like Donovan Mitchell.
Donovan Mitchell, huh?
Big Bad Donovan.
Big Bad Donovan Mitchell.
Say it again. Big Bad Donovan.
Donovan Mitchell. There you go. I told you what I kind of like in this. I think Orlando, I don't think they're going to win the series, but I think they might come out with a little spunk in game number one. And I think I'm going to play that. Well, I think I'm going to play that game one series parlay. So, the Magic to win game one, Cleveland to win the series, it's plus 450.
It's not bad.
I kind of like that for
okay.
this.
Okay.
You think Orlando hangs around in this series or no?
I have them plus 1.5 games.
You have Orlando plus the 1.5. Okay.
Yeah.
So, you think then if you have them plus the 1.5, then they would have to either win or lose in seven.
Right.
So... what is that at right now?
It was minus 134 when I got it.
And minus 128 now, so pretty much in the same spot where it was. I don't really love any of the player ones for this series because I feel like Mitchell's so much better than everyone else that, you know.
All right.
Maybe for threes. You want to take Garland for threes at plus 500? Eh.
Yeah.
Mitchell probably get. Mitchell's minus 155. I can't really go to anybody. Max Strus, 6-1.
Max Strus.
See, I don't want to take. The Donovan ones are hard because he's been hurt so much this year. He could get hurt at some point, miss a game or two. But I'm going to play that double. I'm going to root for Orlando in game one, and then maybe I'll have a fat Cavalier ticket for the rest of the
series. I like the over in game one.
Okay. So, and that's, like you said, 207.5. Okay. So we like that. The second game on Saturday is the Suns and the Timberwolves. It's Timberwolves now minus two, Joe. This has moved a little bit. And 215.5 is the total. But I think that the for the series, by the way, in this one, the Suns are minus 140, and the T-Wolves are plus +114. But the Timberwolves are favored for game number one, Joe. Riddle me that. Suns are favored for the series. Timberwolves are favored for game one.
I like the T-Wolves to win it.
The series and game one?
Yeah, I do. I think they're frauds, Suns. Suns are frauds in my
opinion. You like going after them.
No heart. They're soft, Carver. Play no defense. None. Give me Cat. Give me Anthony Edwards any day of the week over them.
Well, we're playing the Anthony Edwards for most threes in the series, right? At
what
5-1?
5-1?
Yeah, 5-1.
All right.
We're playing that. Is there anything else you want to play?
I'm looking now.
Edwards is the favorite for most points at plus 170. And then Booker, Durant.
Hang on.
Anthony Edwards to score 25 or more in every game at plus 950. I kind of like that, Joe.
Do you?
I kind of do. Like, I think obviously you can get burned if there's a blowout game, and you can get burned in it. But he's such a huge part of the offense. It feels like it's got some gas. There's a couple in this series I think we could have some fun with. Booker to score 25 in every game is 13-1.
Where do you see that?
Under you know where the series tab is? West playoff series. You go down to this one. And then it has popular parlays featured. Is where they have all this stuff. Popular parlays featured.
Okay. How about...
I think the T-Wolves are going to be in this series, Joe, but I think the Suns are going to win it. I think it'll be a really good series. I could see it going seven games. But I think Phoenix will have just enough.
You want to take a shot with Durant to score 50, 22-1?
It says 50 in any game, right? Is that what the bet is?
Yep. Or you want Booker, 21-1.
All right, we'll figure it out when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I said hey, and we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159 here with you. All right, Joe. I saw this Durant one you were talking about. So 22-1 for him to have 50 in any game in the series.
Him or Booker? Him or Booker? Booker's 21-1. They're both pigs.
They're both pigs, I know.
Beal, there's one bet for Bradley Beal to have 8 threes in one game. He's lucky if he gets 8 touches in one game.
Yeah, I can't do anything with Beal. I think I would rather... I feel like Booker's a bigger pig than Durant.
Oh, in these spots he is.
Yeah, I just feel like he is. If I was going to play one of them, I'd play Booker, I think. And I think I would... maybe dabble with the Ann Edwards 25 in every game. But we would need the games to be all close. I think that's the only way you're getting home with that, is if that happens. The Knicks and the Sixers will play game one on Saturday night, 6 o'clock East. Knicks are 3-point favorites now in game one, Joe. The total's 209.
Mm.
I mean, and again, this is another one. Like, the Knicks have actually now become a small favorite for the series. They're minus 115, the Sixers minus 105. I'm going to do the game one series here as well, Joe, but I'm going to do with the Knicks. Knicks plus 130 to win game one and the series. I'm on that.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, let's go through those ones we were just doing, because we could probably find a good Brunson one.
Yeah, but man, look at the
difference in this,
side.
Joe. What was it for Booker and Durant? It was 21 and 22 to 1 to score 50?
Yeah, yeah.
Brunson, it's plus 450. Score 50 in any game.
He's the only shot they got.
And Embiid, it's plus 420.
No, they can't stop Embiid. They can't stop Embiid. They can't stop Embiid.
Is he going to make it through the series?
Great question.
That's the biggest unknown, man. And even if he does, he was
How about
so
this? Gassed
at the end of that.
Jalen Brunson to record 3 made threes in every game, 14-1.
Jalen Brunson to record 3 made threes in every game. There's nights where he doesn't do a lot with the threes.
I like this. 14-1. Joel Embiid to have 30 in every game.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. I think that Embiid's going to have some, especially there's going to be some night where the Knicks that hammer them in the garden one of these first two games, and he's not going to play the fourth quarter. I'm going to get off it. I'm not.
So high on these Knicks.
Maxey to score 20 in every game, plus 480. I like that better.
He sucks, Maxey.
All right,
come
on. He sucks. You're on the Sixers. You better start learning to like them.
Hey, don't worry about my bets in the basketball. I know what I'm doing.
What are you trying to say, that I don't?
No. I'm just saying.
That's what you said. You said, I know what I'm doing, as in, like, I don't.
No, if that's the way you took it, that's on you. I just was making a statement about myself.
What is this guy doing?
I was me. Come on now, Garcia. What are you doing?
I'm watching the Yankee game.
You're watching Garcia on Saturday night.
No, I won't be doing that. That you can guarantee. The late game on Saturday is the Lakers and the Nuggets.
Yeah, I'm taking Nuggets to lose game one, win the series.
Okay, I like that, Joe. You know that you're going to get me excited with plays like that.
I tickle his belly with that one, huh?
That is Lakers. Him. So Lakers to win game one, Nuggets to win the series is plus 550.
Yep.
Okay, I'm in.
All right, where do you find that, though?
That's under the West playoff series.
And
under Nuggets there, game one / series parlay.
There it is. Plus 550. There it is.
D'Lo to have three threes in every game of the series, 10-1.
What was it?
D'Angelo Russell to have three or more threes in every game of the series, 10-1.
Mm.
Got you thinking.
You got me thinking. I put it in. I'm in with those bets.
Good.
I mean, you got me thinking.
Joker to score 50 in any game, 11-1.
I like that.
He gets some 40s, I guess. He doesn't do 50 very often. Because he's such a, you know, he's a facilitator, Joe.
You want to do AD?
No, 80's a hump. No.
How about LeBron to lead the series with made threes, 16-1?
I Oh, you're saying D'Lo's going to miss a lot, huh? Russell's going to miss a lot of threes?
If it's up, it's going to be LeBron. Come on, let's take it.
About Murray and Porter.
Come on. Why do you always have to add other guys?
No, I'm saying you want to take him at 16. I'm just saying you got, you know, Murray and Porter. They're pigs, too. They shoot a lot of threes.
Yeah, but Porter's only plus 240. Reeves?
You want to take the stat? I'd rather take LeBron than Austin Reeves because LeBron will be the ultimate pig, especially if they're losing. And he's going to shoot a lot of them. So that's fine. We're going to need some of these guys to be cold if you want to take the long shot.
I took the long shot. Threes.
Who do they have favorite for most points? I guess Joker, right? Yeah, Joker plus 120. AD plus 390. He's a hump. All right, so Sunday, Joe, they'll play the other game ones. Clippers and Mavs, a series that we're very excited for.
Luka for 50 in game one.
Okay.
Can we do that?
This is the lowest one we've seen out of these. Luka to score 50 in any game of the series, plus 360. That's lower than the Brunson number.
Mm.
How about Kyrie for 50? 22 to 1.
Kyrie for 50?
Hey, might have one. Luka to get 10 bounds in every game, 20 to 1.
No, he sometimes doesn't go after it. He's lazy.
he's lazy.
Kid's lazy.
He's lazy. I don't know what to expect with Kawhi, if he's going to play or not. It doesn't sound like. Dr. Chow told me on Friday that he doesn't think Kawhi's playing.
How about
this?
That's
Dr. Chow.
Kyrie to have 5 assists in every game, 16 to 1.
I'd have to check the recent activity there and see if he's been hitting that in a somewhat recent.
I played it.
You played it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You got right in there. You weren't scared.
No.
All right, Kyrie. Where are you, Kyrie? Here he is. Where's Kyrie? I found him. I'll get this for you during the break, Joe. Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
Let's go!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here with you. Okay, Joe. Let's quickly do these other ones because we haven't really done a lot with the hockey this week. We've done a lot with the NBA, and I want to get you to some of these series since you're now into hockey mode. This weekend. So we did the Mavs and the Clips. Indiana and Milwaukee. Indiana, I was telling you yesterday now, have moved to sizable favorites against Milwaukee for the series. They're minus 1.5 point road favorites on Sunday night in game number one. A big 231.5. You know, I think we do the same thing here, Joe. We go Pacer game one, Pacer series in that.
We already have that. Pacers to win by 2, 4-2.
Yeah, we have that as well. Yeah. We have a few things already in this.
I mean,
they don't have the player ones for this because, I guess, because of Giannis. Oh, they do have the featured thing.
I took the Kyrie one, 50 plus.
Dame time to score 50 in any game, 14 to 1.
Yeah, I like that because he's probably going to be a pig.
Dame time.
Yeah, let's do Halliburton, too. No? Come on.
For 50? He doesn't screen out. I'm like, I'm not doing Halliburton for 50. They don't even have that up there. Siakam to score 20 in every game, plus 550. All right, we think Indiana's going to win, Joe. And then the other one, I only have the game line for you for this. And that is Miami's going to be in Boston. That's the earliest tip, too. Man, they did them no favors. You would have thought, Joe, you play Friday night in the play-in game, they'd at least put you at night, right? Yeah. On Sunday? But no, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. They do them no favors, and they go on the road, and they're getting 13.5 in game one. 209.5 the total. That's a big number, man.
Huge.
That's a really big number.
13.5. I got to take the Heat. I like this Hawkes.
He's a good player.
I like Spoelstra.
Spo's the best coach in the NBA. Best coach in the NBA.
I like the Heat.
I don't have all the series numbers for you yet. If I get those. Actually, I do, Joe. Actually, wow, they got a bunch of stuff for you. Boston minus 8,000. Heat 18-1 to win the series. Game one series parlay. What do you want for this one? Heat win game one, Celtics win the series?
Yeah.
Plus 750. Total games. How many games do you think this will go? Heat and the Celtics?
Six.
Plus 600. Correct score after three games. 2-1 Celtics plus 165.
Hawkes to score 20 in game one is 5-1.
Wow. Get in on Hawkes. Get in on him. So there you go, Joe. All the NBA game ones this weekend will be a lot of fun. The hockey starts this weekend as well.
Can't wait. I'm gassed up about the hockey.
You should be. There's only two games on Saturday, and then there's four games on Sunday. Okay. Two games on Saturday, four games on Sunday, and then the other two series will start Monday night along with a couple of other game twos. So you get Islanders Hurricanes Saturday and Leafs Bruins on Saturday night. Man, all these 5.5s now in the playoffs, Joe. 5.5s. You don't see any more sixes.
I like Bruins game one and Islanders game one.
Islanders Bruins. Puck line or money line?
Money line on the Islanders and puck line with the Bruins. I think they're going to smash.
Wow, you think they're going to smash Toronto, huh?
Yeah, Toronto had their claim to fame last year when they got out of the first round and they ran right into that buzzsaw.
Wow, you say finished. Florida. Finished.
Right into that buzzsaw, Florida. Kachuk.
Yeah, like. The Islanders have started. They've started these series against the Hurricanes okay. I could see them winning one of these two games in Raleigh. They're going to be low scoring. I like playing the overtime for that series, Joe. If you wanted to. In each game, I feel like you'll come out ahead by the end of the series. Yes, is plus 350 for the overtime in game one. The Isles and the Canes. Now, I told you they have these goal scores for the series. Playoff props.
Mm-hmm.
To score, actually, the better way to do is to probably go to the actual series itself. Islanders and Canes. We're going to go Bo Horvat, Joe.
Bo Horvat?
Bo Horvat for three goals. Plus 210. Now, we could parlay these. You want to take one from each series?
Sure.
Let's do Bo Horvat for the Islanders for three at plus 210. This will be the big hockey parlay, Joe. This will really get us. This will have a lot of juice for the whole 2 weeks in the first round.
All right, so what is it? Where am I finding this?
All right, man, what's the easiest thing for you? Go to playoff props. Okay, under the hockey.
Yeah.
And let's go to score three plus goals. And they have each series listed here. So for the Islander, first one, Islander Hurricane, take Bo Horvat.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Leafs and Bruins.
Tavares?
Let's take Marchand.
Okay.
At plus 270. Why did you sigh about that? Why was that no good? You just said you like Boston to smash them.
Yeah.
Right?
All right. Yeah. I feel good about this one. Stamkos.
I was going to say point, but...
Come on, let's take Stamkos. The kid's ready.
All right, we'll take Stamkos. There you go. Three goals for Stamkos.
Now.
Next one. Rangers Caps. Let's take... Let's take Kreider. Kreider. Yeah. Not Panarin. Yeah. Let's take Kreider. All right, Jets Colorado. Let's take Rantanen.
Scheffler?
Want to take
Scheffler?
Let's take Rantanen. This is going to be a monster parlay. We could put a minus 105 in there. It's
not
okay.
Good.
All right, they don't all have to be plus 200. Canucks and... Okay, you want Besser or do you want to do JT Miller?
All right, let's do Miller.
Let's do JT Miller. I like Miller. And then Vegas and Dallas.
Oh, I see this. Hins.
Rupe Hins? All right. You want to do Rupe?
Yeah.
And then finally, do you want to finish it off with Dreisaitl? Who do you want to finish it off with? Dreisaitl, Hyman, or let's take McDavid. Or you want Hyman?
Every time we bet one of these guys, it's the other guy.
We needed three for the whole series.
Let's try it.
Who do you want to take? Dreisaitl, Hyman, or McDavid?
Let's take
a lot. Ride could be a lot riding on this.
Dreisaitl.
Okay. Dreisaitl. All right, so that gets you, Joe.
I'm a $10 bet. Put $100,000.
No. Crisp $10 bill when you're $16,700.
No. Well, oh, because I have Hawkes in there with 20.
Oh, the Hawkes. Get the Hawkes out of there.
All right.
Is that good enough for you?
Yeah, why not? Sure.
What don't you like about this?
What don't I like?
This is right up your alley, odds like this.
It is, but I don't know half these guys. We're just rooting.
Okay, so yeah, what about that time I gave you all those MLB awards with LSU to win the SEC West? What, how about then?
Oh, all right. So we both ate that day.
So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with me giving you a couple guys for the hockey?
We got eight guys for the hockey.
So do you want to cut it down?
No, it's already in.
Took one from each series.
All right. I really need this Dallas Mavericks to step up here.
You have a lot of things tied to them.
I do.
A lot. You have a lot of stuff tied to the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Sunday, there's going to be four game ones in the hockey. Florida-Tampa.
Okay.
Rangers-Caps. Avalanche-Jets. And Canucks-Predators. Four game ones.
I like it, Carver. I like it.
You really start to get into the meat of the schedule. And then it'll probably be three or four games every night then for about a week and a half, 2 weeks.
This is it.
I'll give you some thoughts on those when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Good to have you here. All right, Joe. So, like I said, the four-game ones on Sunday. I think the Tampa-Florida series is going to be outstanding.
Me too. I think it's going to be fantastic.
And I think it's going to be a lot of hitting, a lot of goals. I think that that's the series where, unlike the traditionally with the NHL, we're going to get these low-scoring series. I think you're going to get some 6-4 games. You know, you're going to get some fast and loose, I think. In that one, that's why they got the 5.5 for it, Joe, on game one, but it's minus 178 to the over, you know. So you want to alt it, you can. You know, alt it up to 6.5 for Florida and Tampa. And you could. I think the Rangers are going to get a little push from the Caps. I don't think they'll lose the series, but the Caps will play the style that is going to frustrate the Rangers. There'll probably be, you know, a couple overtime games in there. I think the Caps will win a game or two from them.
That'll be good. It'll be. I think the Lightning are alive. I think they're alive.
I think the Lightning are alive too. They have. I was talking with the Golden Muzzy about this on Coast to Coast on Friday, and you know, they really, Joe, were kind of the best team in hockey over the last 6 weeks of the season. I mean, they played
great. Starting to hit stride.
Starting to hit stride, and you know, they're not afraid of any of these teams. They ain't gonna be scared. So, Cooper's a great coach. I'd be worried about the Lightning if I was Florida. And you know they are. But I think this Colorado-Winnipeg series is going to be great. I just feel like Colorado's got... I want to take Winnipeg, Joe. I feel like Colorado's just got a little bit too much more offense in the big spots when it's tight late. That they just got so many... They just got a couple more guys who can get that big goal, whether it's MacKinnon or Rantanen and... I just don't know if the Jets have those guys.
That's the Jets, you know, I don't know. Jets play a lot of unders, don't they?
Yes.
Very defensive-minded team.
Yes, and great goalie.
Great goalie. Sometimes the goalie can carry you. Sometimes, which type of Vasilevsky are we going to get, huh? Guy hit the skids last year.
Yeah, well, he's got plenty of cup rings, so... He's doing all right. He's doing just fine. And then Vancouver and Nashville play game one late on Sunday night. So that's a 10 o'clock start Sunday night for the late night crowd. Vancouver had a great year. I think Nashville's going to give them fits. Fits. I think that's a 7-game series. I really do. I think it's going to be very tough. Very tough on them. And then we'll be together, Joe, back on Monday for... You actually won't be. You'll be me for the Monday when we have the game ones for Dallas and Vegas and then Edmonton and L.A. Both play game one on Monday night. That Dallas-Vegas series is a big one also. That's like a Western Conference Final type matchup in the first round.
I know. It's a very...
Sucks for Dallas. I know we got a lot of Dallas tickets. I got
Dallas. We just need them to get through it. I think this is one of the toughest roads.
They have a tough road, Joe. And it's, you know, Edmonton got, you know, they got the easy road. I'm not easy. There's nothing easy in the NHL playoffs. But Edmonton really should be in the West Finals. You know, they got to beat L.A., who they beat every year in the playoffs. They're going to play the winner of the Vancouver-Nashville series. Like, they should win that. You know, all the other side of the bracket, Joe, is where all the lumber is. I mean, Dallas, Vegas, Colorado, Winnipeg. I mean, only one of those four teams is going to get out of that. That's tough.
So, only time will tell, Corver. Which, if the Stars are for real, they'll take care of business. You know, they'll win it in five.
Oh, they're not going to win that series in five.
You don't think so?
No. No, yeah. they're going to have work to do in that series. Vegas ain't rolling over. I think Dallas is going to win the series. Vegas ain't rolling over. No shot. You heard that, Joe? No shot. So, best time of the year. Playoffs.
This is it.
Hockey. Get it going. And they have, I'll give you one last check of this too. They have Carolina as the favorite right now for the Cup.
Do they?
6-1.
I don't like Carolina.
And then Florida 7-1, Dallas 8-1, or Edmonton 8-1, Rangers 8-1.
And
Colorado 8-1.
No respect. No respect for Tampa.
Tampa 22-1. Wow.
It's a huge number.
Yeah, I might add it.
He's gonna add it.
I might, yeah. I think they can win. I think they can win a couple of rounds here. Yeah, I'm gonna add it, Joe. That is too big. And Toronto's 14. You know, I almost feel like they should be flipped. Honestly, Toronto and Tampa.
You think?
It's a number play for me, Joe. 22-1. Number play.
Number play.
Yeah. They got the exactas up as well, Joe.
I don't like the exactas in the hockey. You like the exactas.
I do.
What did Dallas
to beat Florida, 50-1. Dallas to beat the Rangers, 50-1. It's some good stuff in here. I know, it's kind of needle in a haystack, but...
I'm looking here. 8 teams with home ice advantage to win the series, 45-1.
Yeah, I don't love that. Home ice, I don't think, doesn't mean as much in the NHL anymore. These are the playoff specials you're looking at?
Yeah.
The four Canadian team, all four Canadian teams to win their series at 10-1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't love it. I didn't really. I was looking at these earlier. I didn't love any of them. So that's where we're at. I wanted to get this in with you before we go.
Go ahead.
We've been talking a lot this week about NFL draft smoke, right?
Yeah.
And it really started to get cooking on Friday. You had the report that Jaden Daniels' people weren't happy that the visit he took to Washington was the same day they had all the other quarterbacks there, too. And then you had a report from Florio that LSU, that Jaden Daniels does not want to play for the Commanders.
Okay.
Then you had the other story I sent you, which was about that his camp is not is unhappy with Washington for having other players there. So this is the typical stuff we were talking about, Joe. Less than a week to the draft, we have a bunch of quarterbacks getting shifted around at the top. The smoke's out there. Is the smoke real, Joe, or is it just smoke?
It's smoke.
I don't know what I just said there. Is the smoke real or is it just smoke? Did you like that, Joe, how I threw that at you?
It's the same.
Is it a smoke machine or is it real fire cooking?
That's a smoke machine. Look, how many times do we have to say, if you're Washington, you're drafting Jaden Daniels. I'm sorry, you're drafting him. You're not Josh Harris, $7 billion cash.
You're the only one standing firm on this.
$7 billion cash. We're going to change the mindset of the organization. We got magic. We got new optimism. We're going to change the uniforms. We're going to change the suites. We're going to get rid of the negativity surrounded by Daniel Snyder and that gutless head coach, Ron Rivera. We're going to start our franchise off with Drake May. Good old Drake May. The same Drake May that completed 44% of his passes against a downward Clemson team, a team that since 3 years ago has fell off a cliff with Dabo Sweeney, that Clemson team, and then couldn't beat his arch rival NC State, completing over 59% of his passes. But he's got size. He can throw the football with no pads on. Get real. This is a situation where you're so smart, you're stupid. Josh Harris made obviously proper decisions making $7 billion. Don't make a stupid one taking over a team and drafting two quarterbacks in McCarthy and Drake May that basically would be projects in the top three. And I'm not saying they're not technically worthy of first-round talents, okay, based off of size and intangibles. But wasn't that the same case with Zach Wilson? Wasn't that the same case with Trey Lance? Wasn't that the same case with Mac Jones? You can make that assessment. And they all went before Justin Fields. And who still has an NFL career at this point? And you could bash Justin Fields, but he was much better than all of those guys in college. All the smart guys in the room, the GMs know. The GMs and the scouts know. So smart, you're stupid. Who's the moron that traded up for Trey Lance? Can we still get that from San Francisco? Was it Shannon? Did he play Code Red? I said Zach Wilson sucked at BYU. I said it.
Your recent history with these quarterbacks is very well documented.
On the grid, it's been there. I said that the Jets back then should have traded. They should have went and pulled the trigger with Justin Fields over Zach Wilson. He might have had a career.
Your biggest claims to fame for me are Malik Willis and Will Levis. You didn't believe any of it.
Smoke screens.
And then I saw another story today that the Patriots don't really like Drake May.
So really obviously like I know something, don't I?
Well, do they really not like him, or is they just saying that so that you get off the scent?
He's going to be the guy that falls off a cliff, I'm telling you. When Daniels goes 2 and New England potentially trades out, or J.J. McCarthy goes 3 because somebody's so gaga over him, watch the scramble. Nobody saw this coming. I'm going to be on draft day. I'm going to hammer that drum home. 44% against Clemson. 59% against NC State. Fell off a cliff. Back-to-back years. Where's the marquee win for Drake May? Against who? Miami? 2 years ago? A gutless Miami team? With Manny Diaz as coach?
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Yeah, I always know how to get you hot, Joe, with the draft stuff before we leave. So
you do that on purpose, don't you?
Well, I told you, I sent you all those stories today about Jaden Daniels, so you knew I was going to bring it up at some point.
You know Jaden Daniels is my guy. If I was a GM, I'd take him over Caleb.
And after this big rush of them going back to, what was it, minus 115 apiece for the number two?
Yeah.
Now it's gone back to Daniels minus 140.
They might be listening to me. It's possible.
And May is now minus 120 for the third pick.
He ain't going third.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to believe.
I think he's going to fall out of the top 10, Drake May.
Just remember, these numbers that get put up, Joe, they're the same, going off the same information that me and you have.
Right.
So, you know.
So let me ask you, if May falls out of the top 10, is that a win for me?
Yes. If he's out of the top 10, you win. Okay. He doesn't have to fall out of the first round. He falls out of the top 10, you're a winner.
Okay.
I got no problem saying that. That is an I said it. You can have it. No doubt about it.
I guess the question is that, you know what I like for second wide receiver off the board? Brian Thomas, 75-1.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough with Neighbors and Adunze.
I know.
It's tough.
But it all comes down to team need. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. Joe, have a big weekend here. We got a lot of games. We got the golf, too, and the fight on Saturday night.
Can't wait.
We got a big week. Big week next week with NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, and the NFL draft on Thursday night. Have a great weekend. Cash a lot of tickets. Great job by Matias. Carver and Lisi. See you then.